五，
这是2010年普通高等学校招生全国统一考试英语科听力部分。第一节，听力理解。每段播放两遍。各段后有几个小题。各段播放前，每小题有五秒钟的阅题时间。请根据各段播放内容及其相关小题，在五秒钟内从题中所给的 A、B、C 项中选出最佳选项，并在答题卡上将该项涂黑。听第一段对话，回答第一至第三三个小题。现在你有15秒钟的时间阅读这三个小题。
Peggy, can I borrow your notes for history? I'll return them tomorrow.
Sorry, but I usually go to the cafeteria and review them. Why not copy them in the library?
Okay.
Here you are.
You're a great help, Peggy.
I don't quite understand why you need my notes, Mark. You haven't missed any classes.
To be honest, I work in the supermarket from 7 to 10 o'clock every evening.
I see.So, you're pretty tired when you come to class.
That's exactly why I want to borrow your notes. My notes aren't very good.
So, what do you usually do in class?
I'm always awake at the beginning. But 30 minutes after class begins, I feel sleepy and have trouble keeping my eyes open.
Well, I need someone to study with, and you need someone to keep you awake. Can we be study partners?
Oh, sure.That's a good idea. So give me a push when you see me sleep in class.
Okay, let's start today in the library. We're going there anyway, and I don't have to go to the cafeteria.
Sounds good. Peggy, can I borrow your notes for history? I'll return them tomorrow.
Sorry, but I usually go to the cafeteria and review them. Why not copy them in the library?
Okay.
Here you are.
You're a great help, Peggy.
I don't quite understand why you need my notes, Mark. You haven't missed any classes.
To be honest, I work in the supermarket from 7 to 10 o'clock every evening.
I see. So you're pretty tired when you come to class.
That's exactly why I want to borrow your notes. My notes aren't very good.
So what do you usually do in class?
I'm always awake at the beginning.But 30 minutes after class begins, I feel sleepy and have trouble keeping my eyes open.
Well, I need someone to study with, and you need someone to keep you awake. Can we be study partners?
Oh, sure. That's a good idea. So give me a push when you see me sleep in class.
Okay. Let's start today in the library. We're going there anyway, and I don't have to go to the cafeteria.
Sounds good.
听第二段对话，回答第四至第六三个小题。现在，你有15秒钟的时间阅读这三个小题。
Hello, Robert. How is your job hunting going?
Well, I have an important interview on Saturday. Maybe you could give me some tips on how to make a good impression.
Sure. First, write down something about your education and work experience. take it to the interview.
All right.
Also, you'll need to find as much information as you can about the company. You can do this in the library. Have they sent you some brochures?
Yes, but I can do it better on the internet.
That's a good idea. And another thing, be prepared to say why you would be good for the job.
Oh, yes. They may want to know what contributions I can make to the company.
And then don't forget to prepare some questions that you would like to ask them. There's usually time for that at the end of the interview.
Why should I ask some questions?
It always makes a good impression if you ask some questions about the job. It shows you really care about what kind of company you will work for.
Thank you so much for all your advice.
Hello, Robert. How is your job hunting going?
Well, I have an important interview on Saturday. Maybe you could give me some tips on how to make a good impression.
Sure. First, write down something about your education and work experience. Take it to the interview.
All right.
Also, you'll need to find as much information as you can about the company. You can do this in the library. Have they sent you some brochures?
Yes, but I can do it better on the internet.
That's a good idea. And another thing, be prepared to say why you would be good for the job.
Oh, yes. They may want to know what contributions I can make to the company.
And then don't forget to prepare some questions that you would like to ask them. There's usually time for that at the end of the interview.
Why should I ask some questions?
It always makes a good impression if you ask some questions about the job. It shows you really care about what kind of company you will work for.
Thank you so much for all your advice.
Listen to the third part of the conversation. Answer the seventh to the ninth.三个小题。现在，你有15秒钟的时间阅读这三个小题。
Hi, Mike. Are you going to the barbecue tonight?
Maybe.
Why maybe? Aren't you sure?
I don't know. All those people, I won't know anyone.
But that's the idea. You go to these things to meet new people.
But I don't think a barbecue is the best way.
Why not?
Because it's just hard to meet friends.
Well, I love meeting people in a big group because there are more possibilities.
But don't you think it's hard to get to know people? Besides, it's noisy. You can't always have a great conversation.
Then how do you like to meet people?
I think small groups are the best way to meet people. I meet the most interesting people in class. I see how they think and talk every day. If I like someone, then we might get together later on.
You're such a serious guy.I met my best friend in a sports club. We came to know we had a lot in common. If you ask me, big parties are the best way to meet people.
Well, maybe. I should try my chances at the barbecue. I'll see you tonight, Mary.
Hi, Mike. Are you going to the barbecue tonight?
Maybe.
Why maybe? Aren't you sure?
I don't know.All those people, I won't know anyone.
But that's the idea. You go to these things to meet new people.
But I don't think a barbecue is the best way.
Why not?
Because it's just hard to meet friends.
Well, I love meeting people in a big group because there are more possibilities.
But don't you think it's hard to get to know people? Besides, it's noisy.You can't always have a great conversation.
Then how do you like to meet people?
I think small groups are the best way to meet people. I meet the most interesting people in class. I see how they think and talk every day. If I like someone, then we might get together later on.
You're such a serious guy. I met my best friend in a sports club. We came to know we had a lot in common. If you ask me, big parties are the best way to meet people.
Well, maybe. I should try my chances at the barbecue. I'll see you tonight, Mary.
听第四段独白，回答第十至第十二三个小题。现在，你有15秒钟的时间阅读这三个小题。
British families started going on holiday to the seaside around the middle of the 19th century. The invention of the railways made this possible. The first holiday makers were quite rich and went for their health and education. The seaside was a place to be cured of illness, and doctors recommended bathing in the sea and drinking seawater. At that time, ordinary working people had very little time off work. However,In 1871, the government introduced 4 bank holidays, that is, national holidays. This allowed people to have a day or two out now and then, which gave them a taste for leisure and the seaside. At first, they went on day trips, taking advantage of special cheap tickets on the railways. By the 1880s, rising incomes meant that many ordinary workers and their families could have a week's holiday at the seaside.Rail fares were reduced, and cheap hotels were built for them. Holiday makers enjoyed sitting on the beach, bathing in the sea, and eating ice cream. Cheap entertainment was on offer, and holiday makers went to have fun. Today, the English seaside remains popular, with more than 18 million holidays taken there each year. British families started going on holiday to the seaside around the middle of the 19th century.The invention of the railways made this possible. The first holiday makers were quite rich and went for their health and education. The seaside was a place to be cured of illness, and doctors recommended bathing in the sea and drinking seawater. At that time, ordinary working people had very little time off work. However, in 1871, the government introduced 4 bank holidays, that is, national holidays.This allowed people to have a day or two out now and then, which gave them a taste for leisure and the seaside. At first, they went on day trips, taking advantage of special cheap tickets on the railways. By the 1880s, rising incomes meant that many ordinary workers and their families could have a week's holiday at the seaside. Rail fares were reduced, and cheap hotels were built for them.Holiday makers enjoyed sitting on the beach, bathing in the sea, and eating ice cream. Cheap entertainment was on offer, and holiday makers went to have fun. Today, the English seaside remains popular, with more than 18 million holidays taken there each year.
听第五段对话，回答第十三至第十五三个小题。现在，你有15秒钟的时间阅读这三个小题。
So, You're going back to the United States tomorrow.
Yes, that's correct. I'm flying home.
I'm afraid of flying. Are you?
No. Flying is fine with me.
That's great. Back home, do you fly quite often for your job?
No, I go to work by bus and drive to different business appointments. But sometimes I take the train to go to business conferences in other cities, or things like that.
I see. So tomorrow you will have a really long flight.
Yes, terribly long.
It's probably 15 or 16 hours, I suppose.
From Shanghai to Boston? Let me see. It is about 18 hours in the air.
So how do you pass the time on the plane?
I like to sleep as much as possible.
Okay. Do you take medicine or just have a beer or...
No, I don't take any medicine. I tend to stay up late the day before so that I'm tired and I'll want to sleep on the plane.
That's a good idea. And I hope you have a good flight.
Thank you very much.
So, you're going back to the United States tomorrow.
Yes, that's correct. I'm flying home.
I'm afraid of flying. Are you?
No. Flying is fine with me.
That's great. Back home, do you fly quite often for your job?
No, I go to work by bus and drive to different business appointments. But sometimes I take the train to go to business conferences in other cities, or things like that.
I see. So tomorrow you will have a really long flight.
Yes, terribly long.
It's probably 15 or 16 hours, I suppose.
From Shanghai to Boston? Let me see. It is about 18 hours in the air.
So how do you pass the time on the plane?
I like to sleep as much as possible.
Okay. Do you take medicine or just have a beer or...
No, I don't take any medicine. I tend to stay up late the day before so that I'm tired and I'll want to sleep on the plane.
That's a good idea, and I hope you have a good flight.
Thank you very much.
第一节到此结束。第二节，听取信息，听下面一段独白，请根据题目要求，从所听到的内容中获取必要的信息，填入答题卡，标号为16至20的空格中。 听录音前，你将有10秒钟的阅题时间。录音播两遍，你将有60秒钟的作答时间。
Today, I'd like to talk about the late U.S. President Ronald Reagan. Reagan was born on February 6, 1911. After graduating from university in 1932, Reagan got a job as a radio sports announcer. In 1937, he moved to California and became a movie actor. During the next 27 years, he appeared in more than 50 films, generally playing supporting roles as the hero's friend. From 1954 to 1965, he acted in some popular television shows. In 1966, he ran for governor of California. Although he had never held public office before, he won by almost 1 million votes. California developed well in the following years, and he was elected again in 1970. In 1980, he was elected as the 40th President of the United States. He was a popular president, easily winning 2 terms in office. He had a pleasant manner and was a gifted public speaker. Reagan was the oldest person to serve as U.S. president, reaching the age of 77 near the end of his second term in 1988. After he left the White House, Reagan retired to his farm in California. He died in 2004. Today, I'd like to talk about the late U.S. President, Ronald Reagan. Reagan was born on February 6, 1911. After graduating from university in 1932, Reagan got a job as a radio sports announcer. In 1937, he moved to California and became a movie actor. During the next 27 years, he appeared in more than 50 films, generally playing supporting roles as the hero's friend. From 1954 to 1965, he acted in some popular television shows. In 1966, he ran for governor of California. Although he had never held public office before, he won by almost 1 million votes. California developed well in the following years, and he was elected again in 1970. In 1980, he was elected as the 40th President of the United States. He was a popular president, easily winning 2 terms in office. He had a pleasant manner and was a gifted public speaker. Reagan was the oldest person to serve as U.S. president, reaching the age of 77 near the end of his second term in 1988. After he left the White House, Reagan retired to his farm in California. He died in 2004.